experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges. Right here, right now, with your hosts, founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Hey, Michelle, what do you think of this word, diabesity?
It's, I'd never heard of it before, but it's so, it makes perfect sense, right? It's obesity and diabetes put together.
Well, type 2 diabetes and obesity literally go hand in mouth. And I think that we really need to have a conversation right now about this relationship between diabetes and obesity. And I can't think of a better person to help us with this discussion than Dr. Francine Kaufman, who is an endocrinologist, professor, author, researcher, consultant, and corporate officer in the medical field of diabetes mellitus, and also a good friend. Fran, welcome to Her Radio.
It's great to be here.
So you wrote the book Diabesity. Why did you do that, and what was your message?
Well, it is a how-come book, not really a how-to book, and it's my goal was to describe how, at this point in world history, in the millennia after millennia after millennia we've been on this planet, why we're looking at the combined effects of obesity and diabetes, and why the obesity epidemic is leading to more and more people getting type 2 diabetes. So it's about what's happened to our food environment, what's happened to how we can get physical activity into our daily lives, about how our bodies react to, not having enough physical activity and having too much food, so we're out of energy balance. And I think my main goal was to find a role that each and every one of us take, particularly healthcare providers, in saying, well, I'm gonna work on this. I'm gonna work on the food policy in my own hospital, what we do in my own office, what I do in my own home, what is happening in the schools, in the community, in the broader environment as far as advertising. So kind of go through all those different pieces and hope that somebody grabs on to something that compels them and they start to make a difference not only for themselves but for the rest of us.
You treat a lot of children, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, and what are you actually seeing in your clinic? The public is confused. They've heard these statistics that say, well, actually, childhood obesity is looking better than it ever did. Numbers are looking good. And yet other statistics seem to belie that. What's going on?
Well, a few decades ago, we started to see type 2 diabetes in significant numbers in our clinics, in children, in youth, usually after the beginning of puberty when there is innate insulin resistance during the pubertal process. So insulin resistance is part of type 2 diabetes, and that's when we actually see it in our youth. So we actually saw it march down from a disease of our grandparents to a disease of our parents to ourselves and now a disease of our children. And it was completely is due to the obesity epidemic in our youth beginning much earlier, so the children become obese. Maybe they're even affected in utero, and then our feeding habits for infants is different, not as much breastfeeding. We're hoping to get that back. It seems to be important for helping children learn to self-regulate and to modify obesity very early on. Then what happens in child care, preschool, our schools, our communities. So we're looking at more and more children becoming obese and developing type 2 diabetes. Maybe we're happy that the obesity epidemic is no longer escalating in children. It's kind of flattened out with a third of our children either overweight or obese compared, of course, to two-thirds of our adults being overweight or obese. Maybe we should be happy that we flattened out, but, decades and decades ago, it was 10%, 15%. So we've watched it climb up, and now we've got a stabilize it. We've done that, and now we got to see it come back down the hill again and reduce those numbers.
But how are we going to do that? What are your thoughts in your book? You've obviously hinted at a lot of this, but some people almost feel hopeless about this. Everywhere they turn, it's a battlefield out there. to wrestle the sugary sodas from a child's, you know, hands, the juices, the gooey, refined processed foods that these kids are constantly exposed to 24/7. Your thoughts?
Well, I think the food environment is getting better. Schools are better. We got rid of sodas. We worked on that in 2003 in LA Unified School District. Sodas were banned, and that was kind of a ban heard around the world. The food environment in school has actually been getting better. Physical activity requirements have been improving. There's lots of focus on communities to increase bike paths, safe parks, co-locating schools so that at the end of the day, the community can use those resources inside our schools. So I think there's a lot of movement. There's still tremendous disparities. I mean, this is really, if anything, this is about disparities in access to healthy food, healthy environment, preventive medical services. So we have to really work hard in our most vulnerable communities with our most vulnerable populations. But I think it's on the agenda. It's on everybody's consciousness. We've come a long way, and now I think we can start to look at, I was, you know, impressed of Little Carrots taking over Cheetos, the health food industry trying to find those bliss points like the food industry has in the past for certain things that are not necessarily good for us. I think there's a lot of awareness of young mothers, what to do during their pregnancy with their infants. So I think we've raised the national consciousness, maybe the international consciousness, and it's a little bit like the fight against tobacco. It's going to take decades and decades to kind of reverse it.
So, Fran, I had a person that worked with me, and she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and she was handed about 25 pieces of paper, called me on the phone crying, and said, I just can't believe that, you know, I've just been diagnosed, and they're sending me to the pharmacist, and they gave me all this paperwork and sent me on my way. And she said, I don't want to have type 2 diabetes. I need to fix this. How do I fix this? And so she started to really dig down deep and found out that she could actually, she's reversed it. She did reverse it. She started, you know, working out. She started. So is there hope for people who have type 2 diabetes that they can reverse it without taking medications and all these other things?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, the best thing, of course, as you know, is to prevent it. So there's a big movement using all this technology of measuring your physical activity. I, like many of my colleagues now, my desk is a treadmill desk. You know, there's only
love it. Fran, see, I didn't love know it, you it, did that. It. So you're standing up and you're doing your little thing.
Well, I'm not right now because you can get a little breathy when you do it, but most of the day I am on it. And so there's a lot of tools out there. We obviously need to get the message out there much earlier so that there's more prevention. There's internet programs that actually payers are paying people to go on to get help about, you know, my diet, my physical activity, my behavior. How do I change my behavior? Mm-hmm. Often we need support. We need the right information, and we need the right tools. And I think they're more and more available.
Since you brought up the right tools, the right information, I need to remind everyone that this is Dr. Francine Kaufman, the author of Diabesity, a fabulous book that tells us about that doctor-patient obesity diabetes epidemic. We really need to understand this. And the website is CHLA, that's Children's Hospital LA.org. Dr. Kaufman, we thank you so much for enlightening us up about diabesity.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you. And I think support is critical. So thank you. That's a great tip. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.